Robots come in all shapes and sizes. Some are cute and make people smile. Others look a little too human and make people uncomfortable, including researchers.
I know how they work. I know that they're just machines, but something about something that just looks like a person but doesn't quite move like a person is disturbing.
That growing feeling of unease as a robot looks too human is called the uncanny valley. Computer science and psychology professor Jonathan Gratch says there are many explanations behind the uncanny valley phenomenon. One is that it is biological. People instinctively recognize when something seems wrong.
In my research, I study emotion and how we use emotional cues to read each other's minds. And I think a lot of the issue for me is if we try to make something very realistic, then you start trying to read all this information into what it's portraying, and it's not the right information. And so it just communicates something is off, something is wrong with this interaction.
Another explanation is a robot that looks too human threatens what it means to be human.
Initially, humans were seen as, you know, the only intelligent entity, and now we know more and more that animals can do many of the things we do, build tools. We know machines are starting to become intelligent. We hold on to the fact we're emotional, but now these machines are starting to be emotional as well, which is perhaps a threat. So where does that leave people?
The environments that we've been designing for ourselves. For
John Rabula is working on making this humanoid robot, Hermes, walk more like a person by being more coordinated and balanced. He says the robot's face is not necessary and is clearly cosmetic.
We really do think of these as research machines that we're ripping apart and putting back together and ripping apart and putting back together. And so it's very easy for us to leave off the cosmetic bits.
Hermes can be considered cute, but if he looked more human...
I don't know if I'd want to be in the lab with a very human-like robot looking at me all the time. We have lots of late nights in lab and things are... You start, you know, yelling at the robot a little bit as it is. Oh, why aren't you working? And so I don't necessarily myself need that extra layer of weird.
People who design machines to work with humans do keep the uncanny valley in mind.
But unfortunately, today I cannot give...
As they think about creating the robot's look.
That's what Jamie said this morning.
Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.